Time to get back into our conversation from earlier this hour in our last outdoor report with Greg from Bait Plus in Gwinn. So here we go. Well, let's move on and talk about the ice conditions. You know, your snow load has definitely gone up. Are they only using snow machines, or is anybody running quads?
Still, it's snow machines. There is some slush under there, too. But it's been mostly snow machines all day. I don't know the lake right now that they're using the quads to get out of.
Okay. Is there a lot of slush?
It's probably about 6 inches of slush underneath.
Yeah, that just makes things a little bit more difficult and possibilities of getting stuck and whatnot. But the ice conditions, they're pretty thick. I heard over 12 inches on most of your lakes.
Yeah, that's a good average right now.
And that means that the nice thing is you don't have to put auger extensions on, but it's still thick and safe, you know?
Yeah, that's this year's been a good year for ice fishing.
No doubt, yeah. All right, well, anything else selling in your shop that you want folks to know about? Have you noticed any jigs that are moving or colors that are moving more than others?
I picked up these Scandia jigs, these tungsten jigs. Picked them up mainly because they're called Scandia. They're just close to there. Actually, that's been a very popular jig. It's a bunch of different, you know, it's different colors. They're a lot like a Marmoustar or a Ratfink.
Okay, and why do you think they've been so effective?
I don't know. Maybe because they're called Scandia.
Fair enough. Any colors been better than others?
Not that I really heard. No. You know, there's glow in the dark ones, purple, pink. They're trying all the different green chartreuse.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they can find those at your shop there. What else can they find? What kind of tip ups are you carrying?
Well, for tip ups, I got the Celsius, and then I have the whole cover tip up too.
No, the thermals. Okay.
Yeah, the thermal types, and then
mostly free.
I got a lot of used ones. Well, used wooden ones, you know, just
old beaver
up over the summer. People just if they want to get out and try it, you know, you got used equipment, so they don't have to spend a ton of money to get out and see if they like the ice fish even.
And you got some simple rods and reels there for them as well.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Well, cool. That's really neat. And obviously, you're stocking your bait machine up front. Your 24-hour bait machine.
Yeah, we got the wigglers, wax worms. Spikes in there, even worms and crawlers, if anybody's still trying to, we've got a few people still trying worms and crawlers.
Well, I appreciate it. Anything you want us to know? You got any tournaments or anything coming up around your neck of the woods?
We did have a maple syrup making class we hosted last Saturday.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's right. You're carrying all that stuff now, too.
Yeah, we just got in our full stock of sap collecting boats and bags and holders and everything else.
Are you going to do another class or seminar on that coming up?
We'll probably do another seminar next year.
Okay.
We'll get those guys back up around this time again, around February. Yeah, they had a lot of good information on how to make syrup.
Nice. Well, I appreciate your time today, Greg, and we'll try to catch up with you sooner next time.
All right, sounds good.
So, yeah, Greg from Bait Plus in Gwinn, and this is The Outdoor Show.